When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everyone, to the G-Note Podcast. I am your host, Jason Spicy G. Goldman, and I'm a Grammy-winning record producer, arranger, and musician. I've been a music professor at USC for over 22 years, and I am most known for writing and producing music for the iconic crooner Michael Bublé over the past two decades. This is a podcast for musicians who want advice and strategies on navigating the music industry. If you're not a musician but a music fan, I promise there is plenty in here for you as well. On this pod, we talk all things music. On today's pod, we are asking, what's the worst anyone can say? Let's go. All right, everyone, welcome back. As I mentioned, we are talking about what's the worst anyone can say. And the worst anyone can say is no. I'm not great on remembering great phrases or sayings, but this is a saying my dad has always said to me, and it still holds true to this day. Every time I'm worried about asking for something, I always remember him saying that to me. You know, what's the worst they can say? I was lucky enough to go to the Berklee College of Music for my undergraduate degree. I was there from 93 to 98 and did a dual major degree in jazz composition and film composing. And originally, it was just jazz composition until I got to like my junior year. And then I realized, man, I really need to figure out how I'm going to make a living because no one had really posed that question to me. And I just knew that I loved film music. So I decided to dual major in film scoring starting my junior year. Berklee originally had a lot of great jazz musicians coming in and out of there. And I was at the tail end of that era when Berklee was pretty much known as a jazz school. When I went there, there were still quite a lot of really killing jazz musicians. I had a great time at Berklee. And unlike many who go there, I actually graduated. I remember at the convocation... They said, you know, it was all of our freshmen there, and whoever was giving the speech, I don't remember, said, you know, it's great to see so many of you here, only if about 50% of you will actually graduate. and it was pretty remarkable. My parents were there too, and my mom was just completely stunned because a lot of students either, you know, didn't take music serious and they didn't finish, or they went on the road with a band because they got picked up early. There's lots of different reasons, but this school didn't have a high rate of graduation. So one of my greatest passions is my love of big band jazz music. That's what I do, right? As everyone knows who listens to this pod, I do a lot of work with Michael Bublé, and a lot of that has been arranging the songs from the Great American Songbook, right? For crooners, right? Bublé is really the last remaining big crooner. It's really at the core of what I do. I still remember the first jazz song I ever heard that got me into the music. I was at my friend Pat's house and we were in middle school at the time, and he had gotten one of those five disc changers, right? Because we were listening to CDs. That was like the big new thing at that time. And it was the first time I saw a five disc changer. Right, you could put five discs in and then it kind of rotated like a little carousel. And Pat said to me, man, you got to check out this trumpet player. And he proceeded to put on Doc Severinsen and the Tonight Show Band. It's an album that they did, playing the American classic Begin the Begin, which is a really popular song for American Songbook. For those that don't know, Doc was an incredible trumpet player. He was the leader of the Tonight Show band when Johnny Carson was the host. The house band was, believe it or not, a 17-piece big band. I still can't believe it to this day. As a matter of fact, if you go back even earlier it used to be like full big band with strings and everything when Nelson Riddle, who was a big arranger for Sinatra, used to conduct the house band on Rosemary Clooney's show. So Doc is known for his incredible trumpet sound and the fact that he can play high notes on the trumpet. And if you're a trumpet player, you love high notes usually. I mean, it's difficult. Playing high notes on the trumpet is hard, and very few can do it well. So my friend Pat played me the song, and Doc plays the melody towards the back half of the tune up the octave, and I was in awe. The band was so good, super swinging, and Doc was incredible. And from then on, big band was my music. Here's a quick snippet so you get the idea of what I'm talking about. Damn, that is some good trumpet playing. I still love that band and love the way they play this tune. Fast forward all the way to my fourth year at Berkeley, and I had gotten into heavy modern jazz big band music, which is kind of what ends up happening. You know, you start with classics and you end up doing this heavier, more through composed music that's more concert music than it is for dancing. And in particular, I was in love with the music of pianist Jim McNeely. Jim was the in-house pianist and composer in residence for the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra, which plays every Monday night still to this day since 1968, I believe, or 66, one of those two. When it used to be the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Big Band, and then Thad left and it was the Mel Lewis Big Band, and now it's the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra now that they both have passed. And I really love Jim's music, and I wanted to play it badly. So while I was at Berkeley, I had formed my own 15-piece big band, and I was trying to find a way to get Jim up to Berkeley to do a masterclass and perhaps do a show with my big band. Now, Jim lived in New Jersey, and, you know, Berkeley is in Boston, for those that don't know. So it wasn't really inconceivable, you know, it's not like it's a huge flight. He could even potentially drive to Boston if he was interested. But I knew it was going to cost a decent amount at that time, at least $1,000 for his fee to get him to do like a masterclass rehearsal on the show. Plus, we had to pay for his hotel and gas or train ticket, whatever he chose. So while at Berkeley, I had gotten a reputation for being a decent player and a really good writer. And I became friendly with a guy named Joe Smith, who was the head of the professional writing department back then. This was probably right around, I think it was like 96 maybe. After a long conversation with my dad about, you know, I was on the phone with him and I was talking to him about, you know, I really want to do the show with Jim. And he said, isn't there someone at Berkeley you could ask? And I remember saying, well, why would Berkeley give me the money to get a guest artist for my big band? And he said, well, why not? He said, you work hard, you get good grades. What's the worst that they could say? No? At least you will have asked. So the next day I set up a meeting with Joe and we spoke about this. And I pitched the idea of bringing Jim up to do a masterclass for the school, do a rehearsal and show with my big band for Berkeley. And I also mentioned, because I figured, you know, while I'm asking, I might as well go for it all. I also mentioned taking the big band down to my old high school in Connecticut, Norwalk High School, to do a masterclass and a show there as well. So I'd have to pay for the 15 musicians to travel down by car, giving them gas money and a place to stay and food. So I went for broke and I pitched the whole idea to Joe.
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house. And my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
So I came up with a budget, which I, if I recall correctly, was about $2,500, which, you know, thinking about it now, it's like, man, what a bargain. But, and I was really nervous about it, but I did, you know, I did lay out what everything was going to cost. Jim's fee was $1,000 at the time. Again, this is a long time ago, $1,000. His night at a hotel, so one night stay at a hotel, his train ticket. And then I also budgeted money for the people driving to Connecticut, the, you know, the students that were in my band, and for us to stay at a hotel down there. Matter of fact, maybe it was more than $2,500. I can't remember, but I'm just thinking about it now. You know, we were staying like, I think it was like 4 to a room, I think, or something like that. And so I went into his office and I pitched them the whole idea, and, you know, and I was incredibly nervous about it because, again, like, I was just prepared for a big no. Sorry, we don't have the money. You know, thanks, we appreciate it. You are, you know, we know we really like your music, but, right, all the typical things that you hear from people when they don't really want to support something or can't, legitimately can't. But lo and behold, Joe said, let me go through your proposal and I'll get back to you. So Joe calls me, I think it was like 2 or 3 days later, and he said, we can do it. And I was just like in shock. I was like, really? And he said, yeah. He's like, we can make it happen. Again, Jim McNeely was a noted, it still is to this day, noted one of the best big band, modern big band arrangers and composers in the world. And so it was to Berkeley's benefit to, of course, to bring him up to do a masterclass. But more importantly to me was that Joe saw that I was really serious. Serious enough to put together a budget. Seriously enough to ask for exactly what I wanted and to have details for him. Right? He already knew I got good grades and I was already in the best big band there. And he knew I had a big band. And he believed that this would be good probably for Berkeley, but more so for my career. And to be honest with you, it really, really was. Jim McNeely ended up coming up and playing with my big band, and we did a show of his music with, of course, one or two of my charts thrown in there as well. We even went down to Connecticut and did a clinic and performance, as I mentioned. And it was one of those moments where I felt that if you want something bad enough, you make sure all your ducks are in order and you be ultra professional and organized. And you guys know who've listened to the pod, I talk a lot about being organized and professional, right? Easy to work with. These are my main things. It's one of those things that if you want it bad enough and you are ready to roll, people want to help. Most people and institutions want to support projects and students. The truth is, most students don't have the initiative to put something like this together. Half the time, they can't even put a quartet together and put a budget together and figure all this out, believe it or not. And then they just don't quote unquote, get around to it. Well, I got around to it for 15 musicians in a band, and I wanted it bad enough. And Joe, luckily enough, saw that. And I was rewarded with one of those moments that I won't forget, which is I got a master composer arranger to come play with my personal big band. This was not a college band. I put this band together. Got a musician of that caliber to come up, play with my big band specifically, and then take my band down to Connecticut, which again, from Berkeley, was about a 2-hour drive. Got everyone down there, put them up at a motel, fed them all, and came back. And so the end result is, my dad was correct. The worst anyone could say is no. So you might as well ask. Because in this case, the answer was yes. And it certainly helped my career. Folks, don't sit on the sidelines. Be a player. Be organized. Be ready for an opportunity. And if there is no opportunity, create an opportunity. People genuinely do want to help. They really do. And I know my wife always says I'm really optimistic, but I truly believe that they do want to help. And you just need to make sure that you are prepared and ready to go for the opportunity that you create. And lo and behold, good things will come to you. I promise. Folks, we have come to the end of this episode. And that's all the time we have for today. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this pod so you can stay up to date with new shows, giveaways, and more importantly, and I know you're saying it with me in your head, the concerts. Everyone, we want to see you at the concerts. Come out and watch the big band. I promise you're going to have a great time. We're always at Vibrato Jazz Club here in LA. So if you are here, come on out. And if you want to make a special trip, we'd love to see you. You can also follow me on Instagram at SpicyGMusic or check out my website, jasongoldmanmusic.com, to see what projects I'm currently working on and to see when I'll be performing next. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Much love. Peace.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.